This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A statewide recount paid for by Tina Peters, a GOP Secretary of State candidate, resulted in her gaining 13 votes. The recount also awarded 13 more votes to the winning candidate, Pam Anderson. The result reinforces that Peters lost the primary by a wide margin. Peters, who has focused her candidacy on unsupported claims of election fraud, paid $250,000 for the recount, money she raised after visiting the podcast of former Trump advisor Steve Bannon. A Fort Morgan contractor has been indicted by a grand jury for failing to build barns after taking money from people across 17 rural Colorado counties. CPR's Lucretia Wembley reports.
Jeremy Carter has 33 counts of felony theft stacked against him. He is accused of stealing nearly $800,000 from 32 people between June 2020 and August 2021. Carter is accused of only partially finishing some structures and leaving others incomplete. The Colorado Attorney General's office says Carter used the money for business expenses that were not related to the projects. Most of Carter's victims were in northern Colorado and the eastern plains. Some victims were also in Wyoming. Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
A post office in Boulder is now named after the police officer who died in last year's King Soopers shooting. The Officer Eric H. Talley Post Office Building is located on 15th Street. Talley was the first officer to respond to the shooting where nine others were killed. He joined the police department in 2010. The accused gunman in the case has been found mentally incompetent to stand trial multiple times since the attack. Right now in Boulder, it's 95 degrees and fair. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.